比某。
Think you might have started sleeping in. You go forward.
Yep. Used the restroom before I left.
Do you?
Yeah, happy Friday to you too. And well, you got one more meeting, right?
Meeting this morning, and however long I gotta work today, I might try to slip out early. I don't know. Gather folks, who knows?
Here all day. Kind of worries me what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks or so, and then it'll be a, you know, a 4-day weekend, and then maybe it'll be an extra week off.
A possibility. I mean, figure if there's one, because this one, the rumors originally started out like a month, and then, you know, a week or two, and then they whittled it down to a day, but it's still hard for me to imagine we'll have one day will be enough to really get us caught back up.
Bottom yet, so you know it's going to get way worse before it gets any better. Especially if there's a trucker's convoy, in March, that'll put a hurting on.
Doggone articles on that. Holy crap! The things they call those people. Everything's got to be right winged and whatnot. You know, it can't just be about freedom or being a normal protest. It's got to be something else.
It seemed bad, so places like GoFundMe and everything can make their own decisions not to support them.
The Quiet Red, man, I was like, holy crap, you can't even see what they want to bring up for awareness, or at least get the attention on. All you want to do is call them, right wing, whatever, and, I don't know. It's just crazy.
We didn't see nothing on the local news about you guys shutting down for a day for no parts. And, they talk all about the other manufacturers, but didn't say nothing about the one local.
Kind of kept it fairly hush-hush. I mean, hadn't made a big deal about it, which, like I said, the main plant's still running. You know, our vehicles are not quite as popular or money-making as the other ones, so I can get it. But, yeah, they've definitely kept it on wraps.
You know, if you end up having a week off later down the road, what's that? You just got to use your vacation, or you just get unemployment?
Last time when they furloughed everybody, they got all that additional money plus their unemployment, I guess. And I don't know what they would do if it was that way. They might do unemployment. You know, state kind of frowns on that. But, if it's something they really can't help, then they might be okay. For us, I had to go in and work. And since I was salaried, they had to pay us anyway. So they had us coming in, painting and everything else.
That's right. Plant's closed and still got to go in. Then it makes for a long, long day, but at least you won't have no meetings. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, right. That was, that's why eventually, I can only do so much painting and just kind of staying busy. So that's when I started burning vacation after the first week. For the weekend?
Plans for the weekend. I think I'll finally drag myself outside and go ahead and take the Christmas lights off. I've been sick and then just stalling it off, so I guess I'll do that. Just fiddle around a little bit. I got a wood project I got to finish for Susan, and I really need to get done.
So any kind of wood projects right now, my storage building has so much crap in it. I got to get out there and organize it so I get my bench back.
Susan's at work, and the Jeep is out of the garage, so I can set up to do anything, and then I gotta make sure it's all cleaned up and broke back down before she gets home.
Saying that, all my stuff stays out in the storage building, and it's a pain. One day, if it warms up, this this summer, I may eventually try to run some power out there, just trench it and run it out there to it.
Finally got picked for a trial, and that had first part yesterday. I guess they're doing the wrap up today. No, she's just, you know, it's downtown Greenville County, but she technically can't talk about it.
Okay, I see what you're saying with the jury, but, yeah, shoot, I had one of my employees was doing the federal grand jury, or state grand jury, and I want to say, I don't remember if he was part of that Murdoch trial or not.
That'd be my luck, you know, one that drug out for forever, and it's like, man, I'd be asleep.
Fake ones are funny. Apparently, you're in it for a year, so every month you got to go down for a weekend and serve as a juror.
I mean, if you know they did it and they got you on video, just take you out back and shoot them.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm kind of glad I hadn't had to do it. And shoot, it's probably been, it's at least been 20 years. It's probably been more than 20 years since I've served.
You do it, but I ain't never voted until the last election, so.
Never know. I mean, there's plenty of people, I guess, so. Maybe you might. And again, I'm trying to think. I don't remember. I've noticed some people that never had to serve, so. I've just been lucky enough to get picked. My wife got picked for, I think it was state grand jury one time, and she was supposed to go all the way to Anderson, I believe it was. That might have been federal. Who knows? I can't remember. But anyway, my son was only like a week or two old, so she had to get in touch with him and tell him, you know, she had to be home to take care of him. And she couldn't leave because she'd have to go down there and stay overnight. And that just wasn't an option.
Picked one time for state court down in Columbia, and then, so she, but she was managing it at the restaurant then, so the boss got her out of it.
So what kind of wood project you gonna do?
We're crafting. Like I got, it's like three pieces. It's like two end pieces and a top. Well, I got the end pieces done. I just got to put the drawers onto the top and then hook all the pieces together.
Using everything yourself? KO4C, yeah. I do attempt, yeah. I need to build me a, I can't remember the name of it. It's the shelves where everything's hidden behind it, so the thing that holds it to the wall is inside the shelf. Or I may just build me a regular shelf and, I guess put some cleats on the bottom of it to hold it up. I haven't decided yet, but I gotta find some decent wood or just use some pine or something and then stain it cherry and make it look good and, you know, run it across a router and whatnot, but I really need to build me one. And then I need a little stand for my ham shack computer desk. Because right now I just don't have enough room on it.
It's Oak school teacher's desk for my radio and that. Man, I just passed the gas station and the premium is $4.11.
Excuse me. Diesel hasn't went up a whole lot, so I've been surprised there. It stayed $3.59 for probably about a week now. And it's going to move one direction or the other at some point.
And one for regular.
Now, that hurts right there. And that means your mid-grade's usually 30, 40 cents more. And diesel usually hangs right around mid-grade.
The stations in town that it's fairly cheap, but that's the only station I've ever had something happen to my debit card at. Like I always do, and it's a 5-minute ride back to the house. And before I got back to the house, it notified me that it declined a purchase for like $90.
I never heard of that. You let it decline it right there on the spot.
I mean, it gave me mine, and it was fine. And then somebody, I think somebody snagged a number or something. That's why it's so cheap. It draws you in there. And that. If I go to one of them cheap ones, I pay cash.
I'm saying now. Yeah, that would definitely be a pain. Because then you got to shut it down. You got to wait for a new one to come in. And it's a headache.
What weekend?
I got a call Charter. So we had an internet outage. What was it? Today's Friday. So it was Wednesday evening. And, you know, I went in there and I was messing with the cable modem. And I never put it together that it was the two, but once I got back on the radio, you know, the internet was up and it was down and we checked the internet and blah, blah, blah. So I tried to get back on the radio and every band was just blanketed in this noise. I mean, it was like a wave of noise that would just take over the entire band. I couldn't attenuate it out enough. If I turned the RF gain down, I'd have to go to where I couldn't hear anything, and it was just it was crazy. So Wednesday I couldn't use it. Thursday I got home, checked it again, you know, thinking maybe it was something environmental. But turns out I flipped the whole main off in the house and the noise went away. So I had to go through and flip every breaker on until I found it, and it came back on. And it ended up being my daggum cable modem's power supply.
Figured it out.
So right now I got two snap-on beads wrapped around the wire, the power cable going to the modem, and that suppressed it. It's still there, so I really need some more ferrite beads, but I'm going to call Charter today. I'm going to try to get the information from the wife, and I'm going to call them, and maybe they'll come out this weekend. I hope I can get them to replace it since it's putting out, you know, electromagnetic interference, so we'll see.
You got to convince somebody that doesn't know anything that it's messing with your radio.
Convince them. I don't know if I can go online and maybe buy another one that's, you know, got the right voltage and everything for the modem. I don't really know yet. So if I can, I'll order some more beads, and that'll be, you know, $80 right there if you buy a pack of them. So yeah, I'm gonna choke it out one way or the other.
You do something to it.
It's definitely tameable. So I mean, the beads knocked it out a lot. I mean, I went from a S9 plus 10 noise floor, just this constant, you know, reverberating wave up and down, to where it was just in the background. I can see it in the background. I can hear it a little bit, but, you know, I could actually go to, like, Morse code and listen. You know, I listened to W18W last night and did that for a little bit, then I finally turned it off, so maybe I can play around on the radio this weekend or at least get Charter out, I hope. So maybe they'll replace the modem and the power supply.
Contest this weekend, I think there's the, what, young lady, old man contest, and the Ole Miss has a short contest.
I want to try to set up, I got to figure out how to do it, because I got the wife now where she wants to talk on GMRS, like she talked on my way home. And but I also want to get my 7100 set up for 2 meter single sideband. But I don't know how I'm gonna accomplish that yet with the antenna system, or maybe I'll just use the dipole for the 7100 and just leave it on there. I just won't be able to use it for anything else, so I have to leave both radios up there.
Active radio that she can use.
I'm surprised she took to it the way she did. I did it more for the boys, but she's been on it more than the boys have.
What was that? You know what I mean? If the signal was good enough, you could almost do away with cell phone, right?
And usually she can get me, it'll get about 10 miles. You know, by the time I get on 26, I live off of exit 10, so it's right around 8 to 10 miles. Now, last night I was coming home the back way. It was a little more sporadic, and it was a little more hills and whatnot, not as open. So, but, yeah, even still, it worked. She gets on there. I don't mind it. You know, it's Some days there's nobody on the radio when I get off work, so she'll talk to me on the way home if she feels like it.
I guess it was the early 2000s when I was running my 11 meter. I could talk from Greer at the house to Susan all the way down there in the Fountain Inn, or from Piedmont all the way back to Greer.
What antenna do you have? Yeah, I heard I bought the 11 meter radio I got now. It'll do single sideband, which is 10 meter radio too. So I'm going to try to get me a 10 meter fire stick antenna and tune it for right around 28.4 and see what I can do, because it'd be nice to be able to use both of them. I mean, here lately, 10 meters have been picking up and the solar cycle keeps going. Might actually be worthwhile.
You don't have me in the 11 meters that will do single sideband.
Any tone, it's got its problems, you know. Well, not, I ain't gonna say problems. It's got some quirks about it that I ain't a big fan of, but I like it. I mean, it's a nice radio. The only downside is, like, it's channelized. But so if you flip to frequency mode and you turn the dial, you're changing the frequency of that channel. So if you're on the CB frequencies, you got to be careful. But if you go to 10 meters, it's, you know, you don't have to worry about it as much. You can just change it and it don't matter.
FW. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. That'd be a big hassle.
What I do is, whenever I'm on 11 meters, I just keep it flipped over where I see the channel only and not the frequency. And then when I go to 10 meters, then I can just flip over to that. So it's got a button on it that lets you flip back and forth between the channels and the frequency. But so it's not overall too bad. It's probably not the best setup in the world, but it works pretty good. But if you ever consider it, I would definitely look at the Anytone 6666. It's not a bad radio. I like the way it's laid out, too.
And about like the President Lincoln or something like that. It seems like it works pretty good.
Not as good as those very high-end ones that you can buy. It's similar to some of the Strikers radios. But, you know, a lot of the Strikers, if you mess with the frequency when you turn it off, it'll go back to normal. This one, unfortunately, won't. So it's just something I got to be mindful of, which every radio's got its quirks, but... Well, Ken, I need to head on in, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. You be safe for the rest of your trip to work, and maybe we'll holler at you this weekend. If not, Monday morning. Well, Tuesday morning, because I don't have to work Monday. So, have a good one, and I will be clear on your final. KO4, see you in.
So you have an awesome day and an awesome weekend, and I'll catch you probably for sure on Monday or Tuesday, if not over the weekend. KN4 TFW.